So a lot of small businesses reach out to an HR consultant or lawyer when they have a problem employee. Is that you? And are you wondering how to deal with it? We are going to dip our toe in today. Hi there, I'm Andrea. This is the HR Hub. This is part of a series I'm doing for small and medium-sized businesses and not-for-profits. I know that many others might find it helpful as well. I am an HR consultant, and I'll be answering common questions of my clients in this series. Please subscribe because I'll be doing more. So the first question here is likely on your mind. So what's the first thing I should do? I've got a problem. I'm going to be honest, this is quite a tricky episode. The problems you may be exposed to as a business leader are about as diverse as the employees you have. In some cases, you may hold more responsibility for what you're seeing than you realize or you want to accept. Also, most often, the issue is rarely what you think it is. I've also theorized about what's really going on, and I'm surprised 90% of the time. So that's the first thing you should do. Approach any problem with an open mind. Don't demonize your employee, which, when you're really frustrated, is easier said than done. But on the other hand, don't keep your mind so open that you wait for it to go away. If it's a serious issue, you need to be direct and prompt. And overall, always remember to be fair. So with that, the next thing I'm going to talk about is the way I categorize the problems that I see. And I put them into three categories. Most problems in my experience land into one of these three categories. And I don't exactly know if other HR professionals see it this way because I've never really canvassed anybody, but I do. So I'm going to describe them momentarily. However, it's also common that an issue falls into more than one category. So while I'm going to break this down, you may need to look at issues you're seeing with more than one lens. So the first category is employee misconduct. Some examples of misconduct include theft, bullying and harassment, insubordination, lateness, ignoring policies and doing what they want, including around safety. These are all the kinds of things that employees are primarily responsible for. Another word you'll hear tossed about in this area is the word culpable to describe that somebody is responsible. The next category I lump things into is issues related to health. Lateness could fall into this category, but I more often see someone who's absent a lot here. We often think, or at least I've had clients think that this is a manifestation of poor motivation, that the employee doesn't care. And you can hear me as I say those words that I'm assigning a character fault, but certainly, again, be careful about judging. Then there is a third category of just general poor performance. This is an employee who shows up to work every day and they don't do anything overtly wrong, but they just aren't as good as they should be. This could encompass so many things. Maybe it's missed deadlines. Maybe it's poor communication. Or work quality, or relationships. So those are the three categories, and maybe you're wondering, well, who really cares? Well, it's important because that helps me as an HR consultant to know which tools I'm going to pull out of the toolkit to manage that situation, and it should help you too. So now I'm going to talk about the approach by category. Most often, regardless of the category, we're going to start digging into issues through conversation. The only exception when you are not going to start with a simple conversation is when there's a serious issue of misconduct, in which case you may need to take more concrete steps like an investigation or even a suspension followed by the investigation. For employee misconduct, there's a number of tools to address what misconduct you've observed. These tools are applied based on how serious it all seems. So for example, something that's not perhaps that serious at first blush is their late months. Okay, yes, that's something you might want to deal with, but you're not going to get really worked up about that. On the other hand, theft, that is very serious and something you need to deal with quickly. So first, if it's not serious, you're going to start with that exploratory conversation. If the issue isn't resolved through that conversation, then you're going to go up to coaching, followed by in increasing levels of severity, discipline, suspensions, terminations. In this type of termination, if you end up there, and if it's justified, that's the kind of termination where you're not paying severance. What I just talked about may sound a bit familiar to you. because it sounds a lot like progressive discipline, because that is what it is. It's progressive discipline, which is meant to be corrective, not punitive. Although I know that for many individuals, it isn't experienced that way. As the consequences get more serious, the more important it becomes for you to act quickly and be well-informed through a proper investigation. You're going to have a heck of a time terminating an employee for cause if you haven't done a timely and proper investigation. This isn't The Apprentice where we can say, you're fired, and they're done.
No.
We have, in employment circumstances, steps we must go through. Even for low-level discipline, like maybe it's just a letter of warning or something like that, you start to take on some risk if you haven't done a proper investigation, had a well-informed conversations. Many employers have policies around this sort of thing that if you have, you should abide by, because remember, your other employees are watching. So the next category is health, which is quite a lot more complicated. Assuming the reason that the behavior you're seeing is because of health, like poor attendance, first of all, you need to start with a conversation with the employee. For sure, in Canada, you may not ask what the diagnosis is, but you may ask a question like, you've been absent from work a lot. What can we do to help you come to work more often? Or, without really revealing a diagnosis or other confidential medical information, do you expect this absenteeism to continue? I mean, you might think those sound like terrible questions, but they're just a really leaping off point for getting the conversation started in the right way. So if that conversation doesn't help the attendance improve, then it may be time to begin communicating with a doctor. This typically starts by asking the employee to take a medical restrictions form to their doctor. And when that's filled out, it'll help you understand from the doctor what the workplace might be able to do so the individual can come to work more often. You can also send a letter to the doctor describing what you've seen in the workplace. If you fear that the employee is not sharing this accurately, because that absolutely happens, and doing that, all of those things may help you understand what to expect out of that employee who has health issues. I will say about health issues that they can take a very long time to resolve. I think we've all had that experience in our lives that they rarely go away quickly. In this case, telling the employees what you're going to do before you do it and following up as you've promised to do, basically you're going to keep your word, you can deliver on your obligations to the business while also respecting your employee and the complex laws in this area. The third of my categories is poor performance. This is the one where they're not doing anything specifically terribly wrong. It's just not going well. And this is when conversations and coaching are critical. It takes some bravery on the part of a leader. And I have seen many leaders avoid these kinds of conversations and just try to limp through with, hints. Remember, these types of conversations are at the heart of your job as a people leader. So start with a private conversation. Identify the performance issue clearly to the individual, provide examples, and then ask for the individual's insight. If you're genuinely open to what the individual has to say, it's likely that the employee will sense your intent and be less defensive. A book I like about feedback, it's really an excellent book, is Radical Candor. Then, after that, you're going to put your plan into action and wait. If you see the behavior you're seeking, recognize the employee for the effort. If there's a theme on my channel, there's a handful, but one of them is definitely recognition. It's a really key tool here. If things don't go well following these series of conversations you're having with your employee, you may need to be prepared to go into one of the other streams that I've already talked about based on what you've learned in the process. So a question you're going to have, because this is a bit intimidating and it's tricky, when can I deal with this myself and when should I get help? I would say that if you feel competent to take the proper steps and the consequences to the employee are not serious, go for it. But take notes along the way. I suppose I should have said that 5 times by now. I think it's an HR cliche, take notes. It's hard when you get later in the process, if it doesn't go well, to take significant action when the details are muddied or you remember something, but you're not 100% sure, and the employee remembers something else and you have no notes, you will appear less credible and that'll affect your ability to act. If the consequences to the employee are serious, you take on more risk by managing things yourself without bringing a professional on board. And if you're thinking it's really serious and wondering if you should terminate employment, then I highly, highly recommend professional help. You can get an HR professional to do an investigation and get legal advice on the termination. And if you're considering something that serious, then you also need to act fast. The risk of failure, if you haven't been fair in your process, and the collateral damage from that failure is really high. So again, I advise professional help. So what about severance? Severance is a means for ending many employment relationships unless you have a contract that prevents you from doing that, like a collective agreement or particular terms in an employment contract. If you want to go through a severance, a termination and severance, you need to talk to a consultant or an employment lawyer who can tell you more about that process. So, to close out this episode, addressing a performance issue is a sometimes scary but necessary part of leadership. By approaching any situation with curiosity and an open mind, you can avoid unnecessary risk, including relationship harm with the individual, but also the employees who are watching. If you need support in this area, you can reach out to me via my website at thehrhub.ca or email me at andrea@thehrhub.ca. And again, if this was helpful, please subscribe or click like, because this is one in a series and you're gonna want to see the rest.